Wow. The Harvard president resigns after mounting plagiarism accusations. So Claudine, this is according to the New York Times, by the way. And Claudine Gay faced backlash over the university's response to anti-Semitism on campus, which led to increased scrutiny of her academic record, which they, of course, again, found plagiarism, apparently. And which I don't know if it would be considered plagiarism. I'm not an expert on it. I'm just a talker. I'm just a on-air personality. Okay. But what I do know is apparently she failed to recite or cite whatever, provide a source for her stuff. And then apparently, according to another article, she the proper quotations weren't used and things like this, and that led to the plagiarism acquisitions. Jeez, I can't talk. But and that is a big deal. You can't just put stuff out there and then not provide a source, which is ironic that I'm using New York Times for this. They just have the most well-written article for it. But what's ironic about that is New York Times is actually suing OpenAI for failure to cite and source. And I mean, I don't know like the whole story. But basically, they're saying the OpenAI uses GPT to copy and closely summarize their stories and basically not give them credit. And what it probably is they're probably not giving them any money or no deals or anything like that to compensate for the usage of the training data. And I mean, I again, it's I'm not an expert on it, but what I do know is I am for loosening of copyrights, but I am not in support of plagiarism. That I'm not. I do believe that you should do your due diligence and provide proper citation. You can say whatever you want, and you can agree with another person and even use their words, but you need to make sure that you say this person over here said this first, or at least that's where I got it from, and then go from there. That's what I feel you should probably do. That way you're, not. It's easy to tell things if you're telling the truth, right? Like in the future, what happened 4 years ago? If you told the truth to begin with at that time, you don't have to remember the lie that you told. Pretty sure, hopefully, everyone understands how that works. Apparently not. Now, I don't know exactly why she resigned. It just says here, Penn's president, M. Elizabeth McGill resigned 4 days after that hearing, and then MIT's president also faced calls for her resignation. So, a lot of these presidents are, a lot of these academia people are, I think, getting a little politicized. And that's fine because you kind of should be, but I feel maybe they're getting way too involved. I remember, but also we are in the age of social media, right? Where anyone can be a reporter. Not everyone's a journalist, but everyone can definitely be a reporter. Everyone can investigate. Everyone can find things and surface them to the top. And I think that's a really cool thing. I was rooting for Claudine Gay. I was hoping that, everything was clean, everything was good, and, she just failed to, adequately do her work in some areas, but maybe that is not the case. I don't know. I don't want to lean one way, too far one way, or too far the other way. But it's a shame to see it go this way. She should have just outright said, I don't like what those people are saying, because that's kind of what stirred this whole thing, the whole anti-war protest, and that's what I call it anyway. But there were apparently people were calling for genocide of one side, and yeah, I don't appreciate that either. I wouldn't want that said on my campus. Not that I have a campus, but I'm just saying. you know, it's not good. You know, I wouldn't want to be around that either. But it is their free speech to say such a thing. But what I do believe is she should have just said, no, I don't support that and whatnot. And it, to be fair, at the hearing, she did say this, but she didn't. I don't know if she said it before, and that's probably why she ended up at the hearing to begin with, because it was like, well, she's just not saying anything. She's not going along with it, or she is going along with it. They didn't, I don't know, maybe they didn't understand her positioning fully. But the takeaway from this is, while you do have free speech, it does come with consequences. And always do your work properly. Always cite your sources as much as you can. And, you know, just, I don't know. I don't know what, really, in specifically Claudine Gay's case, I don't know, you know, all the specifics. I just know that, you know, she probably should have spoke out just a little bit sooner against it instead of letting all of this build up and get to where it is. Bye-bye, people. Be safe no matter what you do. And remember, iSnick.net.